5 years ago, on 2019, June the 29th, an Electron rocket lifted off from New Zealand's Mahé Peninsula, carrying 7 satellites into low Earth orbit. One of them was Acrux 1, built by the students of Melbourne University. Buoyed by the success, the students began building a second, more ambitious satellite. To be called Acrux 2, this satellite has yet to be launched. Well, James Condos and Marshall Poon are the co-leads in the Attitude, Determination and Control System for Acrux 2. They're with the Melbourne Space Program, and they describe what they're on about.
Hi, my name is Marshall and this is James, and we are the current co-leads of the Attitude, Determination and Control Systems. It is quite a mouthful to say, as Max said, so that's why I like the acronyms, but it's alright. Essentially, we are in charge of knowing where the satellite is oriented and how do we control the satellite by rotating and pointing it to where we want it to point. As you can imagine, this is very important considering our mission is to capture an image of Melbourne. We're going to have to point it at Melbourne. Also, when the satellite is initially ejected from launch, we are also responsible for the detumbling process, which is what James will talk about in a bit.
Okay. So, what is ADCS? ADCS, as Max pointed out before, is we want to point the satellite. How are we going to point it? So, you can think about it like we have all these different sensors. We can measure the magnetic field. We can measure the orientation. We can measure the coordinates of where the satellite is. And then we can control how we spin it. And this is through the reaction wheels, which Marshall will talk about later on, which is how we get the point. And then we can use magnetorquers, which is used to help the satellite for the satellite and how it can slow down once it's launched into orbit. Now, for our current progress, we have configured one reaction wheel to our satellite, which we have shown here. Now, arguably, ADCS is the best subsystem, but it is obviously left for interpretation. But we have begun testing. And as you can see, our rig has gone through major engineering development, and it's been through a lot, but we are working with Chassis to create a new testing rig. Now, we have tested lots of different communication methods and motors. Now, we are currently quite satisfied with the motors that we have used. I won't bore you with the details, but we do have some fancy motors that we will be using and implementing later on. And we have also tested our magnetorquers, which measures the magnetic field and then creates a torque against that with our Helmholtz cage. Now, our Helmholtz cage is used to replicate the magnetic field of the Earth. And then our satellite sits in that magnetic field, and then we can test how the satellite will act as if it was in space. And we've also achieved many orbital simulations, and by orbital simulations, I mean, how is the satellite acting in the orbit? How can we measure the speed, the velocity, and the magnetic field in space? And Marshall will talk about that right now.
I won't bore you with the technical details, but essentially the B-dot algorithm minimizes the change in angular velocity. So in physics terms, B represents the magnetic field strength, so B-dot represents the change in magnetic field. When the satellite is in orbit, if it's rotating, it experiences a change in magnetic field with respect to Earth's magnetic field. When there is a change in magnetic field, there is also a change in angular velocity, so the satellite will be spinning. We don't want that, so essentially what we'll do is we use the magnetorquers, which you see an image of up there, and we'll send current through it such that its direction opposes the change in magnetic field. While the B-dot algorithm is very effective, it will never reduce the angular velocity to zero. So that's what reaction wheels will also come into play later as another control system.
So detumbling. I mentioned detumbling before. But in essence, once our satellite gets launched into space, it's going to be spinning really fast. And we need to slow it down somehow. And as Marshall pointed out before, that's when the B-dot algorithm comes into play. Now, our Helmholtz cage is used to replicate our magnetic field, and that's how we can test how the satellite will act on the ground. Now, we've also successfully tested our magnetorquers with these detumbling capabilities. We are quite satisfied with our magnetorquers, but, you know, more resources, better magnetorquers, better everything. So, you know.
Reaction wheels are essentially flywheels that we can apply a controlled rotational motion to. How this works is, by the conservation of angular momentum, the satellite will spin in the opposite direction. This is essentially just Newton's third law of motion. So we'll do a little demo here. The reaction wheel should be set to spin clockwise. And so when it spins clockwise, the satellite should spin anti-clockwise to counteract that motion. And so that's how we will control the satellite and point it to where we want it to point. At the moment, we're using a gimbal motor for testing, but eventually we'll use these more expensive Maxim motors that are way more expensive, way more precise, and way quicker. And finally, we will integrate with other subsystems, such as the onboard computer, as well as the electrical power system. We sort of need... it's sort of a symbiotic relationship between the subsystems. Yep. Thank you.
I recorded that at Melbourne University in 2022. That was James Condos and Marshall Poon.